Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith.
Rebecca Blacksmith.
Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now.
Right now, right now.
I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, here with us in the Leaders Portfolio today. The founder and chief creative officer of ADG Creative, Mr. Jeff Antkowiak. Welcome, Jeff, to Leaders Portfolio.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me here.
Now, ADG Creative, with revenues of approximately $5 million, was on the Inc. 5000 list ranked as 1511 in 2009, was also on the 2010 list hovering around that spot, and you provide brand and software development, strategic communications, marketing, or e-learning for organizations such as Nickelodeon, Discovery Channel, and more. So give us a synopsis of what ADG does.
Oh, sure. Well, I think we pose ourselves as a strategic communications firm, and what that means is that before we do, we think about it and we plan. That could mean everything from doing research for a client, helping them with audience segmentation. We think it's incredibly important that they're asking why they're doing what they're doing before they decide what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. So one of the vital and critical things is to know who you're talking to after, of course, you discover who you are as an organization and what mm-hmm. you're selling. So we help organizations to identify that. Sometimes we come in and confirm what they already know. I think there are other times that we cause them to look deep inside and figure out not only who they want to become and encourage them to aspire to that, but also to look at the market and the competition around them and to accelerate or sort of stand firm based on that information.
And sometimes people are actually selling to the wrong people. They don't realize a business is selling to the wrong people and they don't realize it.
Sure.
And so you would come in and recognize that too.
Absolutely. If you've read Good to Great, and I know many, many mm-hmm. have, one of the things they talk about is the hedgehog and the fox scenario. And the fox chases every opportunity, and the fox is malnourished and goes hungry, while the hedgehog sees what it wants, it waddles out to it and goes back fat and happy. So I think a lot of people are guilty of chasing after audiences that don't exist or aren't the right audience for them, instead of focusing on the right place.
Excellent. And so you, and I love this, your story is you're a musician, composer, illustrator, and writer, and your drawings and prose have been in Marvel Comics, Rolling Stone, Smithsonian Magazine, is about as diverse as possible. And so one of the things that's interesting about your business model that I saw was that one of the issues in this space is licensing. Mm-hmm. We even have it in radio, right?
Sure.
And so when you are your own writer, illustrator, composer, you kind of can eliminate that for a client. And so does that make you different than others in your space for that reason?
Well, I think we look to do what's right and appropriate. And of course, we live in time and space with budgets as well. So there are times when we have the luxury of writing a script and doing our own photography and shooting our own video and even writing our own music from time to time. There are other times when the budget or time frame won't allow that. So there are a lot of gifted musicians and artists and film folks out there that we would license their information, license their product, and incorporate it into the final product for our clients. So I think now there's never been a better time with proliferation of the web to reach out there and find the best resources, even if they're not originally created by us, and incorporate those for the benefit of the client.
Excellent. And you learned, I like this story in your past. We're speaking with Jeff Antkowiak, founder and chief creative officer of ADG Creative. You learned how to become a storyteller because your mom would wake you up in the middle of the night when you were growing up, and there was some worry there, but it also developed your raw talent.
Yeah, I had a dad who worked night work. He was gone. My mom would just, she was a seamstress and would work into the wee hours, and she would get lonely, so she would wake my brother and I up. And sort of groggy, we would stumble out of bed. And it's also where we learned to love shows like I Love Lucy and those odd shows that showed in the middle of the night. But she would plant us at the kitchen table and tell us to write a story and illustrate it. And she would coach us along. And of course, like a mom would encourage, everything was wonderful and great. But I think that was really the springboard to me being a creative these days. And we saw it through elementary school, where I was prodded on there by some great teachers and into my career.
Excellent, excellent. And so do you have weird hours now? Like, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's sort of 24-6. We don't work on Sundays, but we just kill it during the week, whatever it takes to get the job done.
And you founded this business in what year?
1991. So we're coming up on our 20th anniversary.
So has it gotten easier or better? Or less hours? Or are you still working crazy hours?
Still crazy, but I'm working and doing different things. I think the hours that I spent are not so much doing, but I have time to plan now. So in the early years, there was no plan. It was just do. and now we get to take a step back and look at the landscape. And really, I'm having a blast being able to forecast a little bit. I'm also having a blast being able to be a little bit of a mentor to our staff. And also searching for new team members is something that occupies a lot of our time. So I get to meet a lot of great people in the process of that.
Now, you know, your business, what's your ideal client? I would think you could affect a client most that is willing to learn in this space, but you tell me.
Well, I think our ideal client is one that's willing to collaborate. And I don't say that as sort of a stump speech. That sounds like the thing to say. But I think that a client that comes in and is self-aware, they know who they are, they understand that they want to grow in a particular direction and they know why, that's a great client for us. So I love it when they come in and they can add ideas to the fodder and we can challenge one another and come out with a great direction. We have an awful lot of folks who would come to us, clients that would come saying, we need a website or we need strategy or we need an e-learning course, all of which I think we do very well. But we're prone to say, why? Help us to understand why you think you need that. And oftentimes, if they're willing victims, if they're willing to go through the conversation and tell us where their pain points are, sometimes we discover that's not what they need at all. And we come to that decision mutually, and we start off on a great foot because now we know which direction we're going.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, you and I share a philosophy that leadership is service. And you kind of referenced this by saying, you know, talking about mentoring of staff. You'll be able to get into that more.
Sure.
One of the ways you implement this is you create an organizational chart for ADG where interns are at the top and officers are at the bottom. And the idea is leadership at its core is a support role. Our interns would love your chart.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to hear about it now that they listen to the show. But talk about that.
Yeah, well, I have a great friend who is a business consultant and has worked in organizational development most of his career. And he kept saying, I want to work with you guys. And my response was, you're a great guy. I love working with you, but I can't afford you. I'm certain of it. And he just said, no, you don't get it. I want to work with you. Let's figure out how to make your organization better. And in the throes of that, I had resisted doing an org chart for years and years. I didn't want this hierarchical feel where I'm above this person or they're above me. And he said, you know what? You just have to do it because people need to understand what their roles are. So as he started to draw it, and with me on the other side of the table, of course, he drew it as if he were looking at it with the leadership of the firm on the top and the interns on the bottom. And I said immediately, having looked at it upside down, that's a model I can embrace because really the leadership is there to support the rest of the organization and help them to be better and do their job. So that was sort of the start of not only our first organizational chart, but our inverted organizational chart.
Okay. Yeah. And that's good. And then now does your wife? You're married, right?
I am married.
And does your wife do business with you?
My wife, Karen, has an accounting background, so she is the company's CFO. Although as the organization has grown, she's been able to take a step back and do more volunteer work and community work outside the company. So she's there a couple of days a week, and then we have an accounting staff that handles a lot of the things she used to have to do solo.
So she tells you when you're running out of money.
She does. She knows more about it than I do, for sure.
Does she tell you that at home, too?
That's right. Well, she knows if I'm home too early too many days, I need to get back and do something at the office. So.
That's good. That's it. We've had a lot of business owner involvement by a couple. It's an interesting model.
Yeah, and honestly, we don't see one another at the office very often. We'll grab lunch occasionally just to catch up because our paths don't cross very much at the office.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's interesting. Now, talk to me. What is your overall leadership philosophy?
I mean, I think the leadership philosophy, there are probably many, but at the intersection of all of that, it's for our staff, serve them well. A servant mentality has to take place really to succeed. And I think as far as the work itself, I think we need our people to know, and we tell them this frequently, be willing to make a mistake. Be so aggressive in pursuit of a solution or an answer that you're willing to mess up every now and then. Course correct when you mess up. Let everybody know what happened so nobody else makes that mistake and keep moving forward. You know, so learning is doing and doing is moving forward, even if it means a half step back now and again.
So when have you messed up as a business?
Today, you mean, or overall?
Answer it however you want.
Yeah, I mean, we lived through the .com bomb. So we were founded in 91, around 99, 2000. Things were horrific. We had become dot-com sweethearts, and then the bottom dropped out. So I couldn't count the amount of mistakes. But I think the one right thing we did, my wife and I at the time, we had this conversation that we have to brush our teeth every morning and look at ourselves in the mirror. So we need to be equitable in the decisions we make. We need to be honest. And maybe it goes back to that making a mistake theory. If you're going to make a mistake, do it heading in the right direction and work with people. So we decided not to do bankruptcy and all of those things that our advisors were telling us to do. What we decided to do is trudge our way back up the hill. And we did that in a matter of 4 or 5 years. We had all of our vendors and employees rooting for us. And, 10 years after that, almost, we're seeing the success and the fruits of that.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, and so were you better positioned for this new Great Recession?
Yeah, I think one of the things coming out of that is we learned to diversify. So we were doing primarily small technology-based businesses. Having come out of that, we diversified. We do some B2C, mostly B2B on the commercial side. And we also started a federal practice. So we're working with the DOD and the intelligence community as well. And I don't think any business is bulletproof from the economy, but it's allowed us to see one vertical thrive while the other may not be doing as well. And that seems to flip-flop occasionally. So that's been very helpful for the business.
Excellent. And I've got a Forbes business quote for you. Sure. To give real, and I actually took it because of the service philosophy, the intern flip chart mm-hmm. concept. To give real service, you must add something which cannot be bought or measured with money, and that is sincerity and integrity. And that's by Donald Adams. Thoughts?
One of my favorite quotes is that capability is common, chemistry is rare. And I think with our organization, what we give away that we couldn't sell is the trust factor. Clients have a lot of choices when they work with a strategic communications firm. One of the things they're not going to see on a cut sheet that talks about services is likability and trust. So we put our best foot forward. We try and be honest, and we hope that there's some chemistry there. If there's chemistry there, they're going to love the capability. If they're not, it's probably not a good fit in the long run.
And have you learned quicker who's not a good client fit sooner in the process?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we spent all of our time working on the clients we couldn't get in the past. Now we want to focus on the ones we can really help.
All right, Jeff. Well, I want to thank you for being in the Leaders Portfolio Studio. I know you're a gourmet chef, too, so hopefully something's good planned for the family tonight.
I'll go home and cook dinner. Thanks for having me.
Jeff here with us. He's the founder and chief creative officer of ADG Creative. I want to thank Leaders Portfolio sponsors, Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, the Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you're trying to reach the business community directly, hey, consider sponsoring leadership through Leaders Portfolio and the Leaders Portfolio Awards.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests, with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L Architects.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.